This is the Fighting the Good Fight podcast, defending taxpayers and solving their tax problems with your host, Patricia Gentile. Patricia Gentile is a taxpayer defense attorney, CPA, the founder of New England Tax Relief, and Patricia L. Gentile Coaching. With 40 years of IRS expertise and experience, she has successfully defended and resolved difficult IRS situations for hundreds of taxpayers. Patricia coaches tax professionals to confidently identify their client's IRS problem and create a successful resolution plan for them. As a fierce advocate, a creative strategist, and solution finder, fighting the good fight with Patricia Gentile is both her passion and purpose to help tax professionals successfully resolve their clients' tax problems.
Welcome. I'm your host, Patricia Gentile. And in this episode, I'm going to discuss my State of the Union on IRS enforcement and compliance. The IRS is back in business. And under the Historical Inflation Reduction Act, IRA, it gives the IRS $60 billion over the next 8 years. $25.7 billion of that $60 billion is for enforcement and collection activities. $28.5 billion is to support taxpayer services. $4.75 billion is for computer systems modernization. On top of their current 2024 budget, of $14.1 billion already. They're back. And what I mean by that is that just at the beginning of this year, in January of 2024, the IRS began gradually activating their automated collection system, ACS. It's been dormant during the years that followed our pandemic, our COVID-19 pandemic. And taxpayers' balances owed to the IRS didn't hear from them for over 3 years. Now, taxpayers are receiving notice CP-504 collection notices and letter. Well, it's actually a notice, but the notice is LT-11. I've been notified in 1 week already of three taxpayers who have received LT-11s. Now, the difference between a CP-504 collection notice and an LT-11 is that the CP-504 collection notice does state that this is an intent to levy. However, the LT-11 actually not only states it's an intent to levy, but grants you the right to request a collection due process hearing with IRS appeals. Many of these notices state that they want to garnish your wages, which is a levy, a wage levy, bank account levies. Possibly there's notices of federal tax liens as well coming through. So the IRS is back and these notices are coming out of the ACS system, which is computer generated notices in droves in the thousands. By the numbers here, 11.2 million taxpayers have been identified by the IRS as non-filers, and they're currently targeting them too. 15 million more taxpayers have balances due and are receiving these collection notices I'm mentioning to you, plus other types of collection notices, and this is expected to grow considerably. 43 million taxpayers surveyed at the end of 2023 stated they can't pay on time due to their financial situation, the economy. We know about inflation. We know how it's digging into people's cost of living. and their earnings, and they're getting behind. And one of the areas they're getting behind on are taxes. 3.2 million taxpayers are in jeopardy right now of being levied in the next 18 months. So when I say that the IRS enforcement is back, it is. And the IRS is looking at trying to collect an estimated $688 billion, which are their latest figures of what they call the tax gap. And that's defined as the difference between the amount of money the government should collect and the amount of money it actually does. So they're looking for that $688 billion. So there is a big issue here between what the IRS is trying to collect and their tools of enforcement collection action, and now being back in business and issuing all types of notices. And here's the taxpayer who's sitting here going, how am I going to do this? How am I going to pay this? And they need the tax professionals, such as ourselves, to be able to defend the taxpayers' rights and help them resolve their tax problems. One of the first areas is we're going to be having Catherine Tindall back. She's a CPA with Domino's Enterprise Services, who we did an episode with her. Her expertise is the Employee Retention Credit, ERC, and the IRS has just issued four notices in the past 3 weeks, or actually the IRS Newswire, where they're stating that they've moved forward now. They've lifted their moratorium of processing ERC claims. They actually instated a moratorium on September 14th of 2023 in stopping new claims received after September 14th, 2023, so they could actually investigate all the fraudulent claims or the claims that were just in error and catch up with that. And so there are clients that you may have who you've submitted an ERC claim that have been waiting for a year. Well, according to these IRS news wires, they're ready to send out about 50,000 paid claims right now, but they're also sending out about 30,000 disallowance letters for what they're terming as errant claims. And I already have my first appeal on a rejected ERC. So this is moving very quickly. The IRS is moving very quickly. They're also doing a second voluntary disclosure program for those who know that they've submitted a claim, an ERC claim. It's been processed, it's in error, and they can come forth. And it's a second voluntary disclosure program, but it's only up until November 22nd. So over the next 3 months, they want people to come forward. There's also the withdrawal program, and that's for those claims where they haven't been processed yet and people can just withdraw their claim. So we're going to have Catherine Tindall, who I attended her Escape the Coming ERC Nightmare webinar for tax pros and CFOs. And she's going to give us an update on one of our next episodes after the Labor Day weekend. She has IRS agents calling her to find out when she's going to do another webinar in this area. Another guest that's coming up is Charles Markham. He's a CPA and USTCP. That's the credential for the United States Tax Court practice. And he's going to discuss the approach to a tax liability, because that's what these notices are all about. Balances owed, tax liabilities to the IRS. And his approach actually, in my opinion, coincides with the taxpayer bill of right number 3. And that is where, if you look that up on the IRS's website under the taxpayer bill of rights, it's the right to pay no more than the correct amount of tax. And I think he has a very unique approach that I think falls right into the wheelhouse of CPAs and EAs who are still fully engaged in an annual tax season, preparing tax returns. And maybe you're also doing tax resolution clients as well, or you'd like to do more of that tax resolution for clients, but you're very engaged still in your tax preparation business. Also coming up is going to be Alex Matera. And Alex Matera is a bankruptcy attorney. And we're going to talk about the bankruptcy laws that actually support tax resolution through discharge of taxes, interest, and penalties, or a repayment plan of taxes, interest, and penalties through the safe harbor of the United States Bankruptcy Code. And that gets you out of having to deal with IRS collection or IRS at all. And you are safe, your client is safe harbored in bankruptcy court. And that will help them with a fresh start, not just in their tax area, but you'll find that those clients need a full fresh start with other debt in their life. I'm excited as well to speak with Jim Olson. Jim Olson was a former IRS special agent for the Criminal Investigation Unit. That is just a very exciting topic to listen to Jim about, because I think most practitioners don't know about these special agents and what they do and how they're assigned these cases. Now, yes, they can come from an audit where there's an auditor that refers to the fraud unit that they see in their audit, that they think this taxpayer's committed fraud. That's a lot of where it starts, all the way to money laundering for drug dealers. So there's a big gamut there of being an IRS special agent for the Criminal Investigation Bureau unit. Another guest that's forthcoming is Irina Bovrova, and she is a CPA and the chief operating officer of Pitbull Software. And Pitbull is a tax resolution software that if you are practicing tax resolution, you can use a software such as Pitbull. And your forms are there, and your research materials are there, and just a lot of secured client portal, diagnostics, the Internal Revenue Manual. There is just so much, so many resources and so much in this program. But she's going to speak about how you will need, especially if you're representing these clients with these collection notices, how you're going to need to retrieve IRS account transcripts and maybe other types of transcripts and use them, analyze them, see what's on how your client looks on the IRS system, see the history with your client and the IRS, and evaluate their tax situation at that point so that you can create a plan to help them resolve their tax problem. And two more guests that I've got on the roster coming up is Steve Glitzner. Steve Glitzner is an attorney from Florida who has his credentials are very long. He has been a presenter, and actually he's at this point, he's a continuous presenter for the American Society of Tax Problem Solvers, ASTPS, but he was also on one of the IRS committees and served for the past 3 years. And he can talk about that as well. But Steve's going to discuss these LT11 notices, the notice of intent to levy and your collection due process right to a hearing. And he's going to talk about the three types of taxpayers that this notice can come to: the taxpayer that can't pay, the taxpayer that can pay, but if they pay, it creates a hardship in their life. And there are the taxpayers, he said, that are, it's very difficult and unique. The taxpayer who has high income, but they can't pay the tax debt. So that's going to be very important. And lastly, we're going to have Robin McGowan. Robin McGowan is a CPA, and her expertise, her niche really is the compliance for disclosing international assets and accounts to the IRS. You can have a client that has a United States citizen client, you prepare the tax return, and they have family abroad, offshore, off the United States shores. And maybe they're receiving an inheritance. Maybe they're receiving assets. Maybe they're receiving investments. Maybe they're receiving actual cash money as a result of an inheritance. Or maybe they're investing abroad themselves in property or bank assets or investment assets. As soon as you're aware of this, there are specific forms that actually need to be included with your client's form 1040. And missing any one of those forms is actually incurs a large penalty for not disclosing these offshore assets timely with the filing of the return. And of course, then there's a voluntary disclosure program, but all that really does is reduce the penalty, which you'll be happy that does that, but you still, your client still ends up paying a penalty. And it's usually at least 15% and up. The lowest I've seen is 15% of the total value of the assets that are abroad. That could be substantial. And it can go higher. That penalty can go higher. And there's a lot of depending on considerations that Robin will talk about. So I felt that we needed to have a state of the union at this point regarding the IRS enforcement and compliance, because they are hugely back in business. They have a budget granted from our Congress that's allowing them to proceed in all aspects, and the largest amount that they're spending of their budget, in addition to what they already have in their budget, is towards enforcement action. And they're going after a lot of tax gap money. That's $688 billion of, that's the gap between what the IRS should have received and what they've received so far. So, and they're going after the non-filers. There's millions of those. I had that number amount of what they've identified right now as 11.2 million taxpayers are identified as non-filers, and they're going after those that have tax balances owed. And for the past few years since COVID-19, they've been quiet about, and people haven't heard, and now they're hearing from the IRS. So please make sure you subscribe to this podcast, Fighting the Good Fight with Patricia Gentile, defending taxpayers and solving their tax problems, so that you get notified every time we have these episodes coming right after Labor Day. They're going to be coming, and as soon as we post them live for you, you'll be notified, and have your employees and your firm listen. Tell your colleagues, your partners, maybe you have even neighbors and family members that can also listen in if this tends to be their issue. I know they're not tax professionals, but I've had feedback that taxpayers listening to this podcast feel like they're eavesdropping. Like they're eavesdropping on our conversation as tax professionals about what's happening and what we need to do to fight the good fight. So thank you. And I look forward to presenting to you in the very near future. Have a great Labor Day weekend.